Good afternoon. I'd like to call the Senate Finance Committee meeting to order. Today is Monday afternoon, April 29, 2024. Please silence all cell phones. The time is 1:30 p.m. I'm joined by Senator Merrick, Senator Wilson, Senator Bishop, Co-Chair Stedman, Co-Chair Hoffman, and Senator Keel will be by shortly. We have one bill on this afternoon's agenda, and that's HB 126. HB 126 is the Associate Counselor by Representative Stanley Wright, who is currently on the floor in the House. This is the first hearing on this bill. We heard the companion bill, Senate Bill 116, by Senator Giesel on March 13th. We took public testimony and later requested amendments from committee members. Rachel Gunn, who is the Chief of Staff for Representative Wright, is here. She will go ahead and present the bill.
Good afternoon.
Identify yourself for the record and go ahead with your question.
For the record, my name is Rachel Gunn, staff representative Wright. I want to thank you to the co-chairs for hearing this bill that I believe you're all familiar with at this point. It's been heard in the committee before, but I did want to give just a brief recap. This bill establishes an associate counselor designation within the counseling profession, creating new pathways for early career counselors to practice under supervision while working towards full licensure. This is going to increase access to mental health services by allowing associate counselors to bill some insurances, making the mental health services more accessible and affordable. We're supporting our emerging professionals by providing a structured framework that will support their professional development as they work towards full licensure. This is an enhanced overall mental health infrastructure by addressing the shortage of mental health providers and expanding the ability of qualified mental health services throughout our state.
Any questions by members of the committee for the sponsors, chief of staff? If not, we have a committee substitute that incorporates work done with both sponsors as well as input from the committee. Senator Wilson.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. I move that we adopt Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 126 Finance, Work Order 33-LS0405/R as our working document.
Okay, I'll object for the purpose of discussion. Mr. Helper, please come on up and explain the changes. Identify yourself for the record and go ahead with the changes.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman and members of the Finance Committee. For the record, my name is Ken Alper, staff to Senator Olson and the committee. You have before you the R Romeo version of the bill. It makes a number of changes. The first one, it adds language in several other statutes within the statute books that list different types of healthcare providers, their definitions, their responsibilities, and so forth, and adds a reference to associate counselors. You'll find that language in sections 2, 13, 16, 17, 18, and 19 of the committee substitute. A second change is in the Board of Marital and Family Therapy statutes, and it changes their requirements to issue a license by removing the requirement that a person take a specific number of classes. It leaves the language that says that the number of semester hours or quarter hours, the actual amount of schoolwork they need to do, but not a specific number of classes. It also clarifies that the required clinical practice can be either in this state or another jurisdiction. It adds a requirement that the 100 required hours of individual supervision must be approved by the board, and it adds discretion to the board to extend a license for supervised practice for longer than 4 years if there are extenuating circumstances. And you can find those changes in sections 9, 10, 11, and 12 of the bill. A third change, it extends the current law that protects healthcare providers from civil damages to include services provided through telehealth. So long as the telehealth provider was located at a medical facility as already described in law or in a private office and was acting within the scope of their responsibilities at that relevant location. And you can find that change in sections 14 and 15 of the committee substitute. I'll also note, Mr. Chairman, that those changes have changed the title of the bill. And should this bill move out of committee and onto the Senate floor, there is an accompanying title change resolution that's been drafted up that would move along with it. And I'd also point out that the fiscal note, which we heard previously when debating, discussing the companion legislation, Senate Bill 116, which adds a new position in Department of Commerce, receipt-supported services. That might change because of some of these other changes, and we would wait for a new fiscal night to come with this new bill now that once it's adopted by the committee.
Do we have any questions by members of the committee for related to the committee substitute? Senator Bishop?
None other than just I'd like to recognize Senator Geisel and her staff for their work that we did on this bill that came before this committee previously.
Okay. We'll have Jane Conway come on up and support her or give us the perspective that the bill sponsor 116 has. Please identify yourself for the record and go ahead and tell us whether you agree with the committee substitute and the change that were there on behalf of your boss.
Good afternoon, members of the Senate Finance Committee. My name is Jane Conway, staff to Senator Geisel. We worked with Senator Keel, Senator Wilson's office, and I think that's it in terms of creating this CS, and we are in full support of all the changes made in this version R.
Okay. Thank you very much for that. I will go ahead and remove my objection to version R that is now before us, and so we're available for questions for other people within the committee. We have Dr. Brittany Pope, Rachel Young, Tracy Marshall, Tiana Mikes, who are available for questions if anybody has it. We don't have any questions. Any additional committee discussion that needs to go on? We'll go ahead and set this bill aside. That concludes our agenda for this afternoon. The next hearing will be tomorrow at 9 o'clock. If there's no other business to come before the committee, we're adjourned at 1:40 p.m.